At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me on Instagram. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
In all platforms, that's right.
All platforms.
Google that stuff.
Google Cordell Cool C Rest Press.
Bam.
Google Justin Fuller Comedy.
That's right.
We are both very Googleable. And I would like to personally thank everybody for your support.
Yes.
Your subscriptions.
Yes. Please hit the like.
And subscribe.
And notifications. Because we have no subscribers.
We have nobody.
No, we do appreciate everybody out there listening worldwide. Thank you all. Just thank listening you. Out there. Because we think everything's on YouTube. And visual.
Oh man, there's so many people.
People are just out there listening to us.
Listening that's to crazy. Us talk, and that's
I'm sorry,
great.
People. My voice probably ain't the best.
You know what?
I don't look the best either, so it's all good.
Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in,
watching, and listening.
And we appreciate supporting. Everybody that bought the merch.
Yes, that bought the merch.
We got great merch.
Hey, if you have, take pictures, please,
and send it in.
And send it in.
I got a Midnight Paco T-shirt on.
I'm rocking another one as well. Old school. Yeah.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What up, dog?
Yo, man, you know, it's been slow motion.
Man, my life's been fucking crazy.
Life be lifin'.
Life be lifin'. But you want a timestamp?
Just for the sake of timestamp.
Yeah, before we get going.
2024.
Yes, sir.
And the elections is coming up.
That's right.
And every year. Mm-hmm. Well, every 4 years. But, you know, I also try to include myself into the, you know, the non-presidential elections
local
and things like
stuff.
That. The local things, you know, the things that can make things happen. But, yeah. I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm not going to act like I understand and know everything and understand how everything works because I don't.
Right.
But this is the thing. It's like, why am I voting? Why am I voting when people came out in droves in 2000 and maybe 20? And they, well, maybe, okay, 4 years prior to that, what was that, 2016. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the thing that sticks out to me. And I want someone to explain to me or help me understand what's the importance of voting, because everybody came out in droves to vote for Hillary Clinton. And they said, yeah, Hillary Clinton won the popular votes. But the Electoral College,
that's what it is.
Selecting Donald J. Trump to be the president. So we come out in record-breaking numbers to vote to get who we feel like is qualified for the job, but then this Electoral College selects who should be president of the United States.
And that depends on how many people live in your state or whatever. It depends on how many electoral votes you get. And so people, you know, I mean, once you get a state, you get more electoral votes. So you automatically.
I'm calling BS because it's like.
Oh, it's all.
It's BS. You know, people come out to the polls and they're going to vote. And they vote. And, you know, because, okay, what does it mean to win the popular votes? That means that people came out and they voted who they wanted for president. But still, it's like, we see who you guys selected. But guess what? However, we're going to pick who we wanted, and it seems like whoever they wanted to be president is going to be president anyway.
Yeah, it's a machine, man. It's a machine, and once you realize that, that's what I said. Once you become an adult, you realize it's a machine, and it's like, what part do I have in this?
So this is recorded before the election. Everybody did their part. Thanks for being participating and, you know, doing your part. But this is a Corey prediction. I do a lot of predictions on this show, but I'm going to timestamp this one for today. The new president of new president elect is going to be Donald J. Trump. That's who's going to win because that's who people want. That's not who people want, but that's who the powers that be want. To win the election, it's going to be Donald Trump.
I mean, I'll tell you what, the powers that be, what you're seeing on the media is they want Kamala Harris to win. They're pushing that. The evil guy is Donald Trump in everything you see. He's going to win regardless because the way the media has forced people with everything they've done and trying to feed people with the vaccine and the, you know, all the things like that with the vaccine passports and, you know, the voting restrictions, and they're gonna try and just trust me, man. The media has pushed a lot of things on, and I don't agree with any of it. I bow out of politics a long time ago.
Okay.
So, but Donald Trump's gonna win, and the problem is because they're not looking at the issues. Nobody does the right thing anyway.
Well, in addition to that, life and things that's decided and things that's predicted is all mathematics. Okay, so I may not be able to break down the mathematical equations, but this is the equation that's at hand. All right? So you're running for the highest position that you can possibly run for in the United States of America.
Yep.
And you have been accused of certain things that's sort of like, you know, criminally accused, and that's like not misdemeanor but felony, and you know, like, you know,
and you terrible candidate,
and you can't get a job at McDonald's with certain accusations.
Exactly.
So here is a gentleman that, you know, first of all, here's the thing: if you make the rules, you can change the rules. You can make the rules contour to whoever. I'm not saying that Donald J. Trump made the rules, but the powers that be are contouring the rules to somehow, some way, he's able to still be eligible to run for a presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so he's eligible. If he's eligible or not, compared, you know, to the rules or whatever, he's still doing it.
Yep.
He's campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
So the mathematics tell me that since those things are overlooked,
he's going to win.
Therefore, he's going to win.
I mean, I think he's going to win because the way the media has been pushing out every agenda they have and the way they've tried to frame him as a bad guy so badly that if people are... The problem is they take things out of context and they make... I mean, trust me, he's not a person I'm backing at all. But when media pushes one thing, people think about it and they fight back. Trust me, when he won the first time, everyone was happy. Not everyone, but people you know, who have certain beliefs, we're happy because it's not the system. He's outside of the system and he talks a big game and does nothing. But people are saying that he's able to do things to put money in their pocket and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But we all know that nobody does anything. Well, the government doesn't get anything done because they all block everything they try and do. So nothing really gets accomplished. It's all about what's said. He's out there, blah, 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 in front of everybody saying that I'm the best, this thing's the greatest, that we're going to do everything the best. And people buy into that shit. It's all fucking hypnotic shit. People are so stupid. I apologize out there, but when it comes to politics, people out there are just the dumbest because they listen to people and believe, actually believe they care anything about you.
Well,
when it comes to politics, and when it's local, it's different.
Well, this is where I don't think that they, you know, people are stupid. I just think their memories are short.
It's not.
I think their memories are short. Like, you know,
no, when you're a grown ass adult and you fall for all this propaganda bullshit, that's stupid.
I just think that, you know, people's memories are short. Like, you know, it's a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of things going on in their personal lives. And, you know, you seem to forget, you know, the issues at hand or things that it's almost like the world operates on, like, dating an ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Meaning that you would go back.
Right, right. The old,
and you will forget, like,
all the foul shit she's...
Like, you forget why your ex is with her in the first time. It's a reason right. why she's your ex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you forget about that, and you still go forward and try to rekindle and things like that.
Think of all the good things that happen.
Well, you know...
forget about the little bad shit that keeps nagging up.
And this is no way in, you know... and. Normally, I don't talk about politics.
We don't
talk about politics. But I just wanted to say that for the sake of time, Stan.
No, I got you. Yeah, it's like I said, man. I hate politics because you see people, and it's like it's amazing how grown ass people just act a certain. Dude, I was driving the other day to go work out, and they're standing outside on the corners. And these are Trump supporters. I may have been on the other side. But I think it was all Trump supporters on both sides. And they're just out there. And I'm just thinking to myself, God bless people for a Saturday that just want to go out there. And it was chilly, so it wasn't like it was a nice day out. You know, they had to have coats on. And they're out there just waving flags and Trump things and loudspeakers and just like basically causing a ruckus. Think about this. And I say this as a white guy. If there was a bunch of black people standing on corners like that, playing music with flags, I think it would probably be more of an issue.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, basically, and I agree with you. I agree with
I'm
you.
I'm just saying.
And that's unfortunately, that's a reality here in America. But at the same time, it's just like...
And you should have seen it.
I've seen enough. I've seen.
And I felt like they were yelling at me as I'm stopped at the red light. I'm like, please don't be at this red light for very long.
You know, for people that know and people may not know, I am a trucker, and you know, I see a lot of things on the road. I've seen you know, guys that you know are, you know, obviously campaigning for Trump,
mm-hmm.
and they're going past me, and they want me. They're doing this like they want me to pull the horn
for Trump.
Yes.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I don't rock. I don't play those type of games.
No.
But But another thing is, it's like I remember when Trump was running 4 years ago. And they were like these, what do you call them? What is the word I'm looking for? Not caravan, but a parade, okay. if you must say, on the freeway.
Oh, okay. Almost like a caravan.
Caravan like, on the freeway. Kind of parade, they're all voting they're for like, Trump yeah. and right. they're promoting Trump. And you know, one of the disturbing things, and I'm saying this, because it actually happened. you know, me, my mom, my uncle, we're in a car. And we're just traveling, minding our own business. And they come by and they're like looking at us. They're frowning at us. They're mean mugging us. They literally gave my mom the finger. And it's like, really? How do you know?
Moms? You gave moms a boy.
How do you know that we're not Trump supporters?
Right.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
It was just that I guess we
mentality.
Were. I just think that, you know, they figured because we were not the skin tone that they were.
Right, right.
That we were voting for. But you don't know.
Yeah,
you don't. I mean, even right now, I know a lot of black people.
That are Trump supporters.
That are Trump supporters.
My buddy is.
Including Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I love Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But Mike Tyson's reason for supporting Trump is a different reason.
Right, right.
Because he has a personal relationship with him.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, and I'm not mad at him for that.
Look, man, I don't know the dude outside. I've watched him on Rogan for like 3 hours, and I got nothing out of him. He's the same old, that's the best, this and that, blah, blah, blah. He just goes. He just talks shit. You know what I mean? He's just that guy. He's a business guy. He's always going to try and sell you on whatever he's fucking trying to sell you on. That's it. He's looking at it as a business. He doesn't care about nobody. He cares about his I'm sure his own inner circle, you know what I mean, and his friends and what he has going on. But he doesn't personally. I mean, obviously, if he was here, he might be like, Midnight Paco, you're the best. I hear you're on the rise. You know what I'm saying? He would pump us up because that's just how he is. He's just trying to win over the room.
The Midnight Paco podcast. You guys are great.
A couple of great guys. You started from nothing.
Yeah, you guys are great.
And so we're you're good, not bad. Because he's talking good about us. I don't know him personally. And when he was president, I paid no mind to any policies he put down because it didn't affect me personally.
I mean, to be 100% honest, it's like, you know, sometimes, you know, guys that's not popular, they make a lot of sense. And one of the things
it's not the system. That's the biggest thing about him. It's not the system. He's been in the celebrity, so people know him because of that. It's almost like Ronald Reagan without having to hold a governor's spot.
One of the things that Donald Trump said that I agree with, he said, if you have a CCW, concealed permit, in your state, you should be good
ever
across the United States.
Yeah, you're legal here. You should be able to.
And that made so much sense because I'm legal in Ohio, but if I go to New York, it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he said that, I'm like, you rolling with the hot sauce on that one, Trump. You know, but, you know.
He's not a politician, so that's why people like him. He's supposedly a merc, but he wasn't built like that.
I don't want to spend this entire podcast talking about Trump. What I'm going to do now is take a break.
Yep.
Use the restroom, and I'll come back.
Yep.
You can talk shit if you like. I don't give a suck.
No, look, I don't like politics. I'm not a fan of it.
Midnight Paco.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's always going to the bathroom, y'all.
Let's go.
Yeah. So mess with politics. I don't mess with politics at all. I'm done with it. Moving on. We did some comedy today.
Yes, we did.
You hosted.
Thank you.
Good job, sir.
Thank you.
That's right.
I was asked to host, and I really didn't plan on hosting, but no. I'm like, hey, let's do it. You know, I'm down.
I like when we show up and offers are just, hey. I mean, sometimes, like I said, like tonight, I'm glad you were the one because I was, you know, working out some new shit in my head, trying to figure out what I was going to even do, and it was just like.
The way it was brought to me was cool.
It was dope.
Shout out to Daniel Myers.
Shout out to Daniel Myers.
He's like, this came from the top. Yeah. Cool, see your host. I'm like, dude, if it came from you and you wanted me to host,
right. I would have just hosted. That's what I said. Might as well been the top. Yeah. Daniel be running that shit, man.
Daniel does a great job.
Yeah.
Shout out to Daniel Myers, man. You know, he was on the show.
Yep.
If you didn't check out his episode, please go to episode Daniel Myers.
Yeah, check him out. What number that was.
I'm not either, but, you know.
That was in the 90s?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Some shit.
But, you know, doing comedy is fun. I enjoy it. trying out new material.
I enjoy it a lot, man. Yeah. I enjoy it a lot. If new material is one thing, it seemed like the new material is way better than my actual bit.
I mean,
today,
you know, new material is new material, and it is, and you just try it.
Yeah.
You know, and you see how it works, and if it works, you keep it, or if it don't, you work on it. I don't really believe in throwing away anything.
Yeah, but the problem is, even with the Diddy stuff is so...
Timestamp it.
Yeah.
Well, it's relevant to the time. You could bring it up. And plus, it's like, if you ask me, it's a historic event.
Yeah, I got you. It's funny. I have a different angle that I haven't heard yet. That's why I love it.
You brought it up for like maybe 3 minutes, but it's like, or maybe 2 minutes. But you could probably do a whole 10 minutes on it if you wanted to.
Oh, I don't think I could do that much. I probably could, but yeah, absolutely. It's only a throwaway.
That thing that happened, like...
Yeah, I mean, that's a throwaway.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, but I'm not a big, like, celebrity where I'm going to be doing a special, like, next year. You know what I mean?
No, but it's like relevant content, you know?
For sure.
And to not saying that, you know, no shot or, you know, nothing against any comics that... You know, do like fresh off the headline.
That's what I never do. Yeah, I'm never.
Why not?
I'm never a topical guy.
It's okay.
But I couldn't pass this one up.
It's okay.
You know what I mean?
Do topical things. That's a great muscle.
It's a good muscle.
And you look at the headlines and be like, "This is what I'm going to talk about today." Boom.
The thing is trying to get it in a good room. So if anything, it's postable material.
Yeah.
For the time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And then the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know.
100%. I got you.
Yeah, the more you do it, and then you still can, you know, you got your material to fall back on.
Yeah.
Once you finish with topical things, and then you got an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you know.
I know, but that, like I said, that's when you're a big name and you're out there doing, like.
You are a big name. Turning
over.
We are big names. We're the Midnight Pocket Podcast. That is Justin Fuller.
Yeah, I am Justin Fuller.
I am Cordell Cool C. Respress.
Thank you, sir.
We're coming to a town near.
We're definitely planning something next year. We're working on it.
And we're already at the end of this year.
Yeah, no, wow.
This year is flying.
4 years.
Man.
In comedy. For me, wait till March.
Yeah, but still.
I was doing it three months before you.
A couple months.
It hit me up, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Man, it's been a ride. You know, we had some fun.
Wow. Ever since you was like, yo, Jay, what you doing?
He was like, I've been doing open mic comedy. Send me that joint. Jay, this looks good. I want to do it too. He was like, come on. I'm like, okay. I went to check it out, and I'm like.
A lot of bumping back then, boys.
I can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me at him. Like, I felt like Scrappy Doo. Let me at him.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I don't know what you expected. He was probably like, this dude was about to be whack as fuck, but.
No, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew you, so I didn't really have no expectations. I was just waiting to see. I was excited to see what you had to say. To be honest, there was no thought process of, oh, he's going to be whack. Because I didn't think I was fucking, you know what I mean? I went up, what, a few times prior working on my same ass shit, robotic as fuck. You came up there loose as goose and went like for a minute 30 blazing.
I'm like, jokes, pow, jokes, pow. All right, that's all I got. God bless you. Good night. I'm out. Goodbye.
You know, like, but like I said, when I first started, man, I was so in my head that I prepared and I wrote out. Problem is, I wrote out exactly 5 minutes. So when I went up there, I was up there just fucking.
That's great, man. Like, you're more structured.
You know.
I'm more trial and error.
Today, to be honest, so all that stuff that I talked about, you know, the all this shit. I didn't write one word down. It was all just thinking of it over time.
Nice.
So
things that you had, but as thoughts.
It's thoughts. I wanted to write it out because, you know me, I love structure.
Yeah, but that's dope that you're doing.
But to just go on the stage.
That's showing your growth and maturity.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do.
Growth and maturity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy's a comedian.
I'm trying, people.
All he wants to do is his comedy.
And I'm acting too.
He's doing his comedy and acting.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? So, and he does hosting.
Yeah. We're doing it, man. That's the whole point.
I mean, we try. We're
young. Look, man, they say it takes 10 years to even find your voice. We have a voice. We know what we're talking about. We know material works in our wheelhouse. You know what I'm saying? We're both working on...
Put us in the game, coach!
It's my shit. I mean, but we got to make our own fucking league.
If you don't put us in the game...
Make our own league.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's what it is. Look, sometimes I can't even speak on shit.
I mean, you know, we working.
That's
we putting in work.
I mean, you got a show coming up.
Yes, we have. I have a show coming up. Shout out to everybody that's in Southern Ohio, Springfield, Ohio, a hometown of John Legend, not too far from Dave Chappelle. Me and Tank with a C, we're going to go down there and, you know.
Is Britain on that one or just
Britain is Tank? Not on this one. He has another prearranged engagement. But, you know, we do have a host and he's pretty freaking funny. Oh, the shit. Host of the show. Let me just pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up before. Just so we can get it right. But yeah, you'll be in Springfield, Ohio, right next to Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Yellow Springs, Ohio. And that's
I'm
where.
I'm going to be up there just to support.
Dave Chappelle is.
I'm
going
to go up there with you and make the journey.
Thank you. I appreciate
of course,
that.
Dog, you know what I'm saying, man?
Sometimes I get distracted.
He pulls up his apps and then something pops in the feed.
Yeah.
And distraction happens.
Okay.
But that goes to show all the everything out there is just like, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Joker's Wild Show. It's starring Tank with a C. Featuring Cordell Cool C, Res Press, and we have hosting Darren Jenkins. Darren Jenkins, he's from, shout out to Darren Jenkins. You know what, he's a young gun. He's out of that, you know, Springfield, Dayton area, and he is hilarious. If you haven't checked him out, come to that show. It's on the 16th of November. You know what, the show's time starts at It's at 7 o'clock, you know. The showtime is at 7. The doors open at 6. Make sure, if you're in that area, come check us out.
Where's it at?
It's going to be at the State Theater in Springfield.
Oh, shit, State Theater, okay.
The State Theater in Springfield, Ohio.
Damn, we've been there. We performed there.
We performed there before, I'm going to perform there again. Nice. And shout out to my man Rick. You know, he's putting on the show. You know, Rick is... you know, he's a promoter in that area, and he's putting on those shows down there. He gets busy.
Nice.
He gets busy. Absolutely.
That's what it is, man. It's about making connections. Like as far as like with places to put shows on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
What it's
my man
all about.
Rick Scott. Shout out to Rick Scott.
Shout out to Rick Scott. That's like having Patrick on last week in his comedy tour.
Yeah, Patrick dope, Madison, man.
That's the secret sauce out there, everybody. You know, as long as you reach out and make those things and create things, you can create a tour. I mean, it sounds like he's going off of the fact that he's making tips and shit. So that's it's kind of like risk.
Shout out to Patrick Madison and John King. They're doing their thing. I didn't have the pleasure to have Patrick Madison perform it when I was doing my room. But, John King came and he was nothing but a professional and he did a great job. Shout out to John King. We got to get John King on. You heard his name. We got to get, let you guys see his face. You know, our show is about comedy and we talk about comedy and the comedians and our experience and things like that. But we're going to expand, people.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to get, musical acts on the show.
Yep.
We're going to get some actors
other
podcast members on the show.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to expand. I'm looking forward to 2025. We're going to have great things happen.
Yeah, we are, man. It's going to be life's crazy, dog. I mean, when you believe in something and you think that you're going to have everything surrounding you, and you realize you have to do shit on your own sometimes to make things happen.
Absolutely.
It's tough, but I'm glad me and you have something solid with this that we're pushing forward. You know what I mean? It's just like...
It's like you got to make your own lane.
I mean, look, when you have something you believe in, yeah, your own lane is one thing. I mean, we're podcasters. There's a lot of podcasters out there. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot.
But I realize, we say this, I'm nobody. But we're somebody. You know what I'm saying? In the grand scheme of things, we're really nobody.
In the grand scheme of things, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. We are somebody. We're going to live forever. Somebody. We're going to live forever on these YouTube streets. We're going to live forever on these Pandora streets.
Facts.
Everything, you know, after I go, our voices and our faces and our images will be heard all over.
Nobody hopefully, knows.
Hopefully, we sparked or we influenced somebody by doing our own thing. We started from the mud. We didn't have no sponsors.
None.
You know, like the Kelseys. You know, shout out to the Kelsey brothers. You know, Cleveland Heights. Very own. Shout out to them. You know, they came out. They you know, they worked their butt off to, you know, being in the NFL.
And I got you on my goddamn fantasy league, Kelsey, Travis.
And they came out with their
strong this year.
They came out with the podcast, and they're dating Taylor Swift, and they got 100.
I mean, why? I don't get it, man.
They got 100 million.
You see his ex? She had a fat booty. Taylor Swift ain't got no fat booty.
They got $100 million for 3 years.
Nice.
Nice.
Sign me up, sir.
So, I've said since the beginning.
Yeah, but you said for a million, dog. You were selling out like a bitch.
So, my half. Listen, anybody that wants to offer me $1 million, tax free, my half, maybe for a year, maybe 6 months of the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
Solo? You gonna leave me for a million?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get half on the side. We'll work it out.
Yes, I will leave you for a million. That's fucked up. Yes.
Shout out to you, dog.
No, actually, that means if I'm being offered $1 million, that means that
this show is worth a lot more. That's what I'm
exactly,
talking about.
And that's so what guess I'm saying. What? But I'm just saying.
Bye. What's your offer, bitch?
I don't know what he's talking about. That. $1 million, you know. We'll talk.
I ain't got time for that. You better come correct. $1 million. You know how quickly you can spend $1 million? $1,000 goes like that. Times it.
So, if I'm offered $1 million.
Yeah, groceries. You know how much toilet paper costs? Baby wipes.
Everything is expensive.
Expensive as shit.
And
$1 million? You bet. Look at. $1 million? Go ahead.
It will have to be like, you know, we'll talk. I would entertain that, you know, that.
Well, bitch ass money. Okay, you entertain that shit. Okay. Whatever. This shit's more than $1 million. I'll tell you that.
I agree. But reality will set in for me. It will give me room to breathe.
Trust me, dude. To not have to go to work?
No. Deal with some bullshit? No. Here's the thing. Because, you know, if I could just concentrate on creating.
100%, dude.
And self-care.
I got you.
What that means, self-care and creating.
Didn't I bring this up before?
Sponsor. I mean, we brought it up several times.
We need a sponsor.
I mean, but what I'm saying is self-care and creating. What does self-care sound like?
Mine.
Mental breaks, massages, working out at the gym.
I need those.
Taking care of ourselves. You know, buying healthy food, not eating ramen noodles and fast food restaurants. You know what I'm saying?
I had both of those today.
and self care. You know, like, you know, getting spine adjustments and and massages and, you know, working out and creating.
You know, LeBron James spends $1 million on his body, just massages
and
shit.
And
it's
worth it. Self investment.
Oh, I get it. Well, that's
self investment is the best investment.
That's what makes his money. So, you know, he's making pretty good.
Everybody should invest a lot of money into their mattress.
I put $26 a month into mine because of Planet Fitness. Shout out to you.
Everybody should invest high into their mattress and their shoes. Shoes and mattress is the best investment.
At least fucking inserts, because the ones I switched out helped my feet a little bit.
Self-investment is the best investment. Mm. You know, you're worth it. You are worth it. So spend the money on yourself.
Bark.
With that being said.
Oh, shit.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Where can they find you at, Jay?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Pulley Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
That's right.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This guy has a website.
I do. It's JustinPulleyComedy.com. I have not updated it, so I got to update all of our podcasts, man, some pictures and such. So, you know what? Check that out. You'll see some updates. Love you all. Keep listening. Love you all. Check you out next week. Peace out. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.